I'm happy to share with you today a bit about our study that assesses community readiness to address healthy food and physical activity access in a community, in a low-income community. And so I first want to acknowledge our principal investigator, she's in this room, of the whole entire study, Dr. Sandra Evans, and then our awesome team of collaborators at the University of Texas Health Science Center at Houston School of Public Health at the Austin Regional Campus. It's a really long name. I have no financial relationships to disclose. So a little bit about where our study took place. It's in an area called Dove Springs, and which is an area in the southeast corner of Austin that's predominantly has a predominantly young Hispanic population with incomes below the city average. So one of the main reasons that this area of Austin was chosen as a site to focus on in building a community initiative to address community health is because it had the highest rate of obesity among elementary and middle school students in the whole city compared to other areas in the city. So the red, orange, and yellow areas indicate high counts of obesity, and these maps were done by Children's Optimal Health. So, go Austin, vamos Austin, takes us to this study. I like the way you said that. It's also called GAVA. The GAVA initiative is a coalition of residents, community leaders, and nonprofits that share a common interest in improving the health of Dove Springs and 78745 communities through increased access to and participation in physical activity and improved nutrition. So GAVA supporters have agreed to align their resources and expertise for a greater positive impact, especially as it relates to the health of children. So there are many aspects to the study, including a cross-sectional measurements, a cohort study with 300 families, and a neighborhood assessments. But our main qualitative part of the evaluation is our interviews with community residents. And we use the community readiness model for change. And this was developed by a group of researchers at the Tri-Ethnic Center with the College of Natural Sciences at Colorado State University. And it evolved out of the trans-theoretical model of behavior change by Prochaska and DeClement, which assesses how ready a community is to take action on a particular issue. The method has been used to address a variety of issues, including HIV, drug addiction, alcohol abuse, domestic and sexual violence, head injury, and a handful of studies have looked at obesity prevention. So there's been over 140 published studies using this model and 300 community projects. So we know that the majority of obesity is caused by eating excess calories and lack of physical activity. But in order to reduce these behaviors, prevent obesity, and manage a healthy weight, one needs access to enabling resources in the community. So these maps are based on baseline data from door-to-door residents. And the left map shows dark blue areas where residents reported the presence of one or more barriers to the regular use of a grocery store. And the right map shows dark blue areas where residents have reported that they do not get as much physical activity as they would like because of quality or availability concerns with physical activity facilities. So, the main aims of the study were to assess readiness of community residents to address physical activity access and healthy food access. And the secondary aims were to enhance other evaluation methods in the GAVA study and provide feedback to the implementation team. So I'll be presenting data from 2 years of conducting the interviews in Dove Springs. Our goal was to recruit 20 participants for each study. The model actually recommends that you recruit 6 participants, but because we had such a kind of broad population, we decided to recruit more than that. So 10 for each issue. We had 2 different issues. And half of the recruited participants were recommended to us by the community programs director of the GAVA implementation team. And we recruited half of the sample at public spaces. The interview guide was based on an adapted version of the Community Readiness Handbook. We gave participants gift cards for participating on completion of the interview. And for targeted participants, we would invite them to participate in the study and schedule a time and place to conduct the interview. For the random recruits, we would perform the interview on the spot, usually in a private room at a public library. So for the survey, participants were asked demographic questions, of course, and then open-ended questions that covered the five key dimensions of readiness, which include community knowledge of the issue, community knowledge of efforts, community climate, leadership, and resources related to that issue. And the interviews were recorded, transcribed, and translated as needed, and then coded by two independent researchers using the Community Readiness Scoring Guide. For each interview, researchers would meet to discuss scores and decide on an agreed score for each dimension. And then scores were averaged across dimensions and then for the overall community readiness score within each issue. And we compared year two scores with year one scores to assess progress. So a little now for the results. 19 interviews were conducted in year one and 22 in year two. For both years, slightly over 40% included community members, and around 60% included selected community stakeholders. The majority of participants both years were Hispanic and female. So both physical activity access and food access scores fell within the pre-planning stage of community readiness. The score fell slightly for food access in year two and was bumped up to the preparation stage for physical activity. We found that although community members knew of mainly healthy food access efforts happening in Dove Springs for both years, leadership, community climate, general knowledge about the issue, and resources were lacking to address the issue. And for physical activity, community knowledge of efforts, leadership and resource dimensions increased by two stages from year one to year two. And these results corresponded very well with what was happening on the implementation side. So leadership was where we saw very little change for healthy food access. And although leaders for GAVA were trying to generate interest, there was not as much commitment and awareness by community citizens about these efforts on the implementation side. And this has been changing in a big way on the implementation side. For physical activity, one of the lower scored dimensions was community knowledge of the issue. This score went up from pre-planning in year one, where only some of the members of the community know about it, to preparation, where efforts and programs and activities are being planned. This quote captures the general sentiment of one of our interviewees who happened to also be a part of some of the GAVA activities. He said, "Our community is becoming aware slowly, but I think that the need to have more knowledge about it." So obviously, there's a need, they need to have more knowledge about it. So obviously, we have a lot of work ahead of us. So many people knew about resources like parks and programs and felt that the issue was about safety and security, but residents weren't as aware about utilization and ownership of these resources. So in summary, the community of Dove Springs in year two of the intervention was at a preparation stage of readiness to address healthy food, where the community recognized that the issue was important, but they were still unsure exactly about how to address it. The community was slightly further ahead in readiness to address physical activity access, where they were asking the question about how current efforts are working and how to make them better. The community has not quite reached the stage where a large part of the community has taken responsibility in changing either of these issues, but it's on its way there. So, I'm doing on time. I think I'm okay. So this provided basically a snapshot of what was going on, you know, taking qualitative evidence and comparing that with what we were collecting quantitatively. So we saw that participation in physical activity efforts was higher than in food access, and that we need more people to participate in the physical activity efforts, that awareness of GABA was kind of low and that there was more promotion needed. There were more resources in general needed for reaching out to achieve some of the physical activity goals, and more leaders needed for achieving better food access. And so at this point, scores have been shared with the implementation team to confirm, you know, that provide a snapshot and confirm kind of what is happening at the ground level, and serve as points of discussion. And this is kind of evolving, ever evolving, just recently implementation team wants to talk more about how we can use these scores to move to the next stages of readiness and add to what the strategies that they're creating at the ground. So we'll be doing our third round of interviews in November this month in 78744. So I want to thank everyone, to all of our interview participants, and UT Health, and the Michael and Susan Dell Foundation, the GABA implementation team, and our awesome evaluation team. Thank you.